Proclamation number 8795 of 1st of April, 1964. God's love will never end. Again and again eternal love bends down to earth to address its children, to prove its presence to them, to give them strength and comfort and to strengthen them on their pilgrimage across earth. And this love will never end. It will never cease to give itself away, for all creatures have emerged from it and will also be eternally sustained by it and flow through it with strength. And also none of the creatures will be able to detach itself from its creator, even if it is driven willfully for a separation from him. It remains eternally in existence. It can no longer pass away and is therefore also eternally connected with the Creator. But eternal love can only then express itself when the creature gives itself to it without restraint, when it opens itself to receive the blissful ray of love, which touches the being exceedingly effectively. Because love is like a stream of fire, which consumes all impurity, what adheres to the being, which once had rebelled against him out of whom it had emerged. But it is also a light, which illuminates all darkness, which illuminates everything and lets it recognize. And love is a power through which the being becomes able to again reshape itself out of an imperfect state to highest perfection. Love therefore speaks to you, and it must bring about everything. Purification, enlightenment and reshaping of that, what originally emerged in perfection out of my will. And that is why my love will apply to you unchangingly and unceasingly. It will never ever let go of you, because it wants to put you into the state of highest happiness, and therefore supplies you with everything, what you still lack. Since you as man are still imperfect beings, but your aim is and will remain to, again, reach perfection. If my love would ever diminish then it would have to result in you being eternally unable to unite with me, for you are still in a state of distance from me, which you can only bridge or reduce through my infinitely profound love, because you are too weak of your own accord to bring about even the slightest change in your nature. But my love keeps you enclosed, and it does not dismiss a single being, but it will constantly take care that it progresses on its course to height. Only your free will also does not touch my love, and that means that you yourselves must accept my love, that you yourselves must return it to me and bear witness in full devotion to me that you have given up all resistance against me. Then you make a strong, radiating through me, love power possible, and your way to perfection also leads to the aim. Because where now my love can have an effect, there is no more failure. There is no weakness, no sinking back to the deep. There is only always firmer connection to me because love pushes to love. But my love can only radiate there where a heart is willing to love and also shows love towards me. Then no failure is to be feared anymore, because love is power, and power is able to cover everything, also the steep way up, which requires power, but which no man will lack, whose life is a walk in unselfish love. For he is also constantly addressed by eternal love. I will constantly be in contact with him, keep in contact. I myself will reveal myself to him because my love seeks contact with my children, and every created being has then become a child when it walks across earth and its love has driven it to me, has let it find me. When my love could now seize it and give it evidence of my presence. And this alone pursues my love, to give bliss to all my creatures, to make them happy with my love and to help them to the last perfection still on earth, because you, all, have come out of my love, and eternally I will no longer release you out of my love. Amen.